Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, January 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're looking forward all weekend to coming back here. We hope your weekend was good. We have to say it's been a great month of January for Pennsylvania football. The Steelers going to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, plus Penn State earlier in the month won the Orange Bowl, ended up number 3 in the rankings.
That was a really exciting game,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Also, tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to appear on Bill Broombaugh's radio show. It's called Proactive News. And Bill was on our show last week. He's high energy, isn't he?
He's like a big bullet.
He is. And puts out one of the best, also, email news services there is. And we're going to talk about something very important, actually, all week long. It's going to be a hot week here. And all we can say is that if you're not tuning in to Wing TV this week, you're not tuning in because we're going to stir things up. First of all, we have to ask a question.
What else is new?
Yeah, exactly. We have to ask this question. Are George Bush and Dick Cheney indicted yet?
Last I heard, no.
Yeah. Now, remember the end of July, early August 2005, a million emails going around the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Bush, Cheney indicted. Tom Flacco and his cabal.
Already indicted.
Yep, already indicted. It's been done. It's been settled. And so we came out and quite a number of other people said this is hogwash. This is BS. And we got a lot of heat from these people saying, oh, you got to listen to Stu Webb and Flacco and Hennigan and these creeps, Sherman Spolnick.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, have you seen Barbara Olson lately?
Yeah. So, is Bush and Cheney indicted? Every single month, we're going to keep asking this question. Once a month, we're going to ask if Bush and Cheney are indicted. So,
I mean, just how long do we have to wait for these indictments?
Right. Well, you know, by this summer, it'll be one whole year already. Now, also another thing we have to we have to look at is that some of these 9/11 quote-unquote truth groups are now writing pieces saying that there are people out here that say that Flight 93, there was no Flight 93 in Shanksville. No plane in Shanksville. Well, we think this is in direct response to this book, Phantom Flight 93. And what we're saying is, in this book isn't that there was no plane in Shanksville. We're saying...
No, we're saying no plane crash landed in Shanksville.
And what we're saying is actually Flight 93, or what was purported to be Flight 93, was shot from the sky and it crash landed in New Baltimore, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And an ordnance was shot, a missile was shot in Shanksville, which created a 200-foot mushroom cloud. And that's what was essentially the diversion away from the actual crash site. So when you see these disinfo sites saying, oh, they're the no-planers in Shanksville, realize what they're doing is they're trying to divert people's attention away from this issue, just like the mainstream media
does. We're saying Flight 93 did not crash in Shanksville. There's no evidence of any plane, Flight 93 or otherwise, in Shanksville.
It crash-landed 6 or 8 miles away, so be wary of what these supposed truth groups are putting out there on the internet. Also, there was the OKC event over the weekend held in Norman, Oklahoma, I believe, right? University of Oklahoma. And
very low turnout. All the seats were filled.
Yeah.
People were leaving early, I guess. So.
And some of the radio personalities that promised to be there ended up not showing up. And all we can say is that we hope someday that the truth about Oklahoma City and who's ultimately behind it comes out on a widespread scale.
But you know what? I seriously doubt that's going to happen if they keep sidling up to gatekeepers.
That's right. So all we can say is that we did everything we could last year. We want the truth to come out.
Right.
If you go to the Wing TV homepage, click on the link that says Oklahoma City, you'll see some interviews and also lower down on the homepage. So the truth is there. It's just a matter of who is handling and manipulating
and filtering
the truth. Yeah. Now, what we're going to talk about today is free speech. Now, it seems like, Lisa, everybody in the alternative media is always yelling and screaming that we have to preserve our right to free speech. Plus, all the people say, we have to keep this free speech. We can't ever allow the government or Big Brother to take this away from us. But you know what I've noticed? Is that when people, like us sometimes, actually do exercise our right to free speech and our right to a free press, they get pissed off about it.
Yeah, well, you know what I've noticed? The people don't need Big Brother to take that away from them, because the people do just a fine and dandy job of doing that for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's like multi-sided debate is just frowned upon. People will avoid that at all costs. Yeah. Why? Certain issues.
Here's the other thing. In the alternative media, people that do have this right to free speech and free expression and free press don't use it. They don't use it. They don't exercise it. What they do is they mamby-pamby around, they become company man, or they just remain quiet. They sidle up to the company line and stay quiet. Well, as you're going to see here, we're going to play a clip from a radio show we were on last week. We're going to get to that in a minute. But a good example of freedom of the press and freedom of speech is exhibited today on the Wing TV homepage. We have a reviewer named Ellen Kirkpatrick. He's won 2 Emmy Awards in his career. He was a former filmmaker in New York City. Probably knows more about films and filmmaking than anyone we've ever met.
And I'll be the first one to say that I don't agree with most of what Ellen Kirkpatrick has to say on a lot of political issues.
But his movie reviews are excellent. But every once in a while, a movie reviewer turns in a review that the editors, us, don't agree with. Now, Ellen Kirkpatrick reviewed a movie called Syriana that stars George Clooney. Well, we didn't agree with the content in this review. So what do? Do we say that we're not going to run it? No, we're running it anyways. Kirkpatrick's done almost 50 reviews for us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at what he does. So what we did is we ran this piece anyways, uncensored, in its complete form, and we just put a disclaimer up at the top that says...
We've gotten into some extremely heated arguments with him over things like Israel,
9/11.
Hillary Clinton, and 9/11,
just
to name a few.
Yeah, so what you're going to see here is freedom of the press, and what it means is that we don't have to agree about everything, but also it means that we don't have to stifle these voices.
Right, but everybody has a right to express their opinions and ideas in America, and it should be that way throughout the world. We shouldn't vilify people or demonize them for expressing an opinion that runs counter to the majority or popular opinion.
Yeah. Now, what you're going to hear is about a 7-minute clip from a radio show we did last Wednesday. The host of the show was Gianni Hayes.
Right. Her show is The New World Order Disorder.
Right. And we've been on her show before. She's a writer. She writes for News with Views.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has like 12 books or 15 books
15.
Published. 15 books published. And does a good job with her show. Well, we're talking about Michael Collins Piper's book.
Right.
The Michael Collins Piper Reader. And somebody called into this show and went off. Now, we're going to play this clip right now, then we're going to come back and discuss a few points of it.
Right.
And you're going to hear how absurd it is that people in this country actually want to take away our right to free speech for expressing ideas and opinions.
Right. Let me just preface it by saying that we had mentioned David Irving, historical revisionist David Irving, and a few other historical revisionists in one of the answers we gave previously. This caller named Kelly called in and took issue with our mentioning David Irving and proceeded from there. Now ask yourself, why are people like Kelly so afraid of open and free discussion and debate of issues like the Holocaust or history?
So we're going to be back after this clip and we're going to discuss what you heard. We're back in a few minutes.
Hello, caller. This is Gianni. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Gianni. This is Kelly in Tennessee.
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, baby?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. I have a little bit of a problem here with some commentary about from your guests, and they mentioned David Irving and kind of stated that they thought that he was being taken to task for expressing an opinion. Is that right? What your guests are saying?
He's written about the Holocaust. He's questioned the Holocaust, and he's also questioned other areas of Zionists. Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a real problem with what you're stating about that, because Dr. Deborah Lipstad wrote a book on Holocaust deniers, and David Irving sued her, and she went to court in London twice, as a matter of fact, and won her case and proved David Irving and his Holocaust denial claims wrong.
Didn't he just question the Anne Frank story?
That was somebody else. But still, man, what crime did he commit? Even if David Irving is 100% wrong, say if David Irving came out and said the sun is purple, polka dot.
He sued a woman that was telling the truth. She had to defend herself. And she went to court to do that.
Because she was being sued by a denier. So, Kelly, then essentially you're saying that she pretty much proved the fact that...
She proved it. She proved it not only once, but twice.
I'm not familiar with the case you're talking about, but right now, what has David Irving been arrested for now?
Right. What does that have to do with what I'm saying?
Well, it has nothing to do with what we were saying.
Yeah, we were saying that David Irving was arrested for expressing his opinions and writing books about the Holocaust, and that's why he was arrested.
What he's writing is all revisionist history. It's all lies. It's all Holocaust denial.
Are you saying revisionist history is all lies? Have you researched all of revisionist history to be able to make that assertion?
How about Pearl Harbor? I have researched the Holocaust enough to know
that David Irving is a liar.
So he's being arrested for being a liar?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know why you are even coming up with that kind of commentary.
Does that mean George Bush should be arrested because he lied about weapons of mass destruction?
A woman that told the truth.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, now Hillary Rodman Clinton is part Jewish. Do you think that...
No, she's not part Jewish.
She is a Gentile.
She had a step-grandfather that was a Jew that married her grandmother after her real grandfather died. She has no blood Jewish in her
body.
But supposedly she has said that she certainly has, she's of some Jewish descent.
No, that's not true. Here's my question. That is not true. I went to high school with Hillary Clinton.
I know.
I knew the family. That is absolutely a lie, and it is a perversion of the truth.
She's trying to use that
to try to get ahead in politics. But she has no Jewish blood in her whatsoever, and she has never claimed to have.
Kel, do you think that if she ran for president, she would win?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that would be good?
No, I think that would be horrible.
So do we.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only point we're trying to make, Kelly, is that why should somebody be arrested for expressing an opinion, whether it's correct or incorrect? Are you saying that we should get to a point where people should be arrested for their ideas?
For expressing themselves.
Look, I know what David Irving is.
That's not answering the question, though. Answer the question. Should people be arrested for expressing their opinions and ideas?
When they're David Irvings, yes.
I'm going to go there.
Well, you know what, Kelly?
I have had dealings with him, and I have had dealings with the other man that you mentioned from Canada that was down here in Tennessee and harassed the daylights out of me when we were doing a 21-week series on the Holocaust.
What if David Irving was in power now and he said you should be arrested for your ideas? Would you agree with that?
You are twisting everything here.
Who gets to say what ideas we're allowed to have in the world? David Irving has money behind him
from anti-Semites. Do you support that?
Telling the truth about Israel is not anti-Semitism.
Well, Kelly, what we're saying is,
do you support anti-Semitism?
No.
Do you support anti-Semitism?
No, we don't.
You know what? The loudest one doesn't win, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're saying is, nobody should be arrested ever because you support
the David Irvings of the world.
Kelly, we support anybody that has an idea.
Right.
And nobody should be arrested for their ideas, including David Irving.
This man has caused more problems.
Kelly, we've caused problems too. Should we be arrested?
Are you saying, Kelly, should we be arrested for expressing our ideas?
You live in America.
Let me step in here.
You can express any idea you want.
That doesn't answer the question.
Well, that should be the way it should be in the whole world.
I don't agree with what you're expressing.
Okay, guys.
Expressing is an antithesis to the basic beliefs of this country.
Let me step in here now.
Are you speaking to the entire country now?
Hey, remember me. I'm the host. Let me step in here a minute, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know
you
that...
You don't even know the definition of a Zionist.
You're
using it improperly.
Kelly, let me step in a minute here now. Kelly, I know that you have done some very deep research on the Holocaust, and you have put together a program that was respected, a series, and I know that. And I know that you feel very strongly about that. Now, I'm not saying that Victor or Lisa are right, but I'm saying that their point being that do we not have freedom of speech in this
country?
Sure,
you have freedom of speech. Sure, you can say anything you want, but you also can't scream fire in a movie theater.
He didn't. He wasn't.
He didn't. But David Irving did.
No, he did not.
No, he did not. Yes, he did.
What movie theater?
He was proved wrong. He sued a woman.
Okay, even if he's wrong, he's still entitled to his opinion.
Are you saying he even finished his sentence before you interrupt? So I'm hanging up. You people are anti-Semites. It's obvious.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kel. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
All right, after listening to that clip, here's the question. Should books like the Michael Collins Piper Reader be outlawed? Should people be thrown in prison for expressing their ideas and their opinions? And should certain subjects like the Holocaust, or let's say 9/11, or let's say the Oklahoma City bombing, should they be permitted or allowed under the law to be discussed, debated, and investigated? What do you think?
Shouldn't historical events be held up to the highest scrutiny and exacting meticulous research? Why are so many people so afraid of questioning the official record of historical events, especially when new evidence is being presented and published that counters what has been originally and traditionally believed?
Right, on a daily basis. Now, from that clip you heard, Kelly, when I asked her directly, when I asked her specifically, should people be imprisoned for expressing their ideas, she said yes. She said yes. Now, why do we need the government? Why do we need Big Brother outlawing free speech when Kelly herself, an everyday American citizen, she's American, isn't she, Lisa?
Yep.
Said that expressing ideas and opinions about certain topics should be outlawed.
Now, David Irving, in a sense, is a Holocaust denier because he denies the official version of the story and raises some important questions as to the use of gas chambers for this massive extermination program directed toward the Jews. And he also raises a question regarding the number of Jews supposedly that perished at the hands of the Nazis. So, I mean, these are valid questions to raise. And there is physical evidence, scientific evidence, that supports David Irving's conclusions.
Now, and see, whenever you use that word, Delisa, Holocaust denier, even in the way you use it, what I'd rather call him is a Holocaust investigator.
He's a historian. He doesn't say that the Holocaust never happened, and he doesn't say that the Nazis didn't commit atrocities. What he says is that he doesn't believe that gas chambers were used as homicidal execution.
Right.
Chambers, these structures, and evidence supports that.
What if, in this country, the United States of America, the government passed a law and says now, anybody that questions the official version of 9/11 will be imprisoned, even if they just express an opinion? Is that the point we want to reach? Because if we say that no one's allowed to question or investigate the historical veracity of the Holocaust, then what prevents them from doing it to anything else there is?
Also, I want to make some quick points. They went to trial, Irving and Lipstadt, because Lipstadt wrote some stuff in her book, and he had to defend himself, his reputation and image as a historian, okay? It wasn't he sued her over the Holocaust. They made it about that. They're very good at obfuscation and misdirection. Also, they both had paid witnesses on their sides. Lipstadt's were highly paid. Expert witnesses. Lipstadt's were highly paid. David Irving defended himself with no lawyers. He had expert witnesses, but they were all unpaid. So how unbiased and objective could Lipstadt's witnesses have been? Number three, Lipstadt utilized Princess Diana's own legal law firm to assemble her defense team. And the defense team was monetarily funded by, get this, filmmaker Steven Spielberg and financier Edgar Bronfman.
And the Bronfman family, anybody that reads Michael Collins Piper realizes that the Bronfman family is right at the tip-top of the New World Order elite.
Right. So what's this scholar at Emory University doing with the likes of Edgar Bronfman and getting paid off by Steven Spielberg, funding her massive legal defense and the avalanche of defamation and smear campaign tactics that were used against David Irving for simply questioning the official record?
Now, what we're going to do here on Wing TV, officially today, we're going to begin investigating the Holocaust, and we need your help. Anybody out there that wants to get involved in this, we want reasons why either the official version of the Holocaust is accurate, give us your reasons,
and make them solid,
or reasons why the official version of the Holocaust isn't accurate.
And please, substantiate what you say. Documentation is always welcome. Also, I want to make a point about Hillary Clinton. Her name was brought up in there. Now, Hillary Clinton did not herself announce that she's of Jewish descent. It was her campaign workers who announced that she's of Jewish descent. And that was a strategic political maneuver.
Right.
It was to pander to the Jewish community, which the Clintons are very well known for doing, to solidify a Jewish vote for Hillary.
Well, the thing also is, though, is the Clintons...
And she's not Jewish.
Yeah, the Clintons have also exhibited many, many characteristics of anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone that reads the biographies on the Clintons realize where they stand on the Jewish issue.
Well, this coincidentally came out like right after she made a pro-Palestinian statement.
Right.
So she had to do something to assuage the Jews.
Yeah, so somewhere way back in her heritage, they found someone that had supposedly some Jewish blood.
It was her grandmother's second husband, so
yeah,
it's not a blood descent.
Right, right. So you see what's going on, but the main point we want to bring out about all of this, and see, you have to tune in the rest of this week because we are going to exercise our right to a free press like you've never seen before on this show. It's going to get wild, and we're going to talk about things here that nobody else is talking about. Because we figure, if we're going to fight the New World Order, we better lay all the cards on the table. We can't have people talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Right, and we're not going to be put off by sanctimonious, self-righteous, outright refusals to engage rational discussion or debate. That's a tactic that's akin to a temper tantrum, and it has no place in an adult thinking, free-thinking society. So we're going to ask whatever questions need to be asked, and we encourage free and open discussion and debate on every issue.
That's right. We're going to push the envelope. We're going to put the cards out there. And no longer are people going to talk out of both sides of their mouth, tell some people one thing on one instance, then come on the air and say it's something completely different just to appease certain company men. So, folks, as I said in the beginning, if you're not tuning into Wing TV, you're not tuned in. We're going to have some great articles here.
Yeah.
And
just so you know, and we talk about this too, we're not a vanity show. We don't talk about stuff that's easy and safe.
That's right.
I mean, if we were going to do that, we could talk about crocheting and macrame.
Yeah.
We talk about controversial issues, and we expect strong reactions either way.
And now that you mention that, Lisa, Gianni Hayes, the host of the show that we were on last Wednesday, she got bombarded by negative feedback from our show. So she says, from her listeners saying that we were anti-Semitic, that blah, blah, blah. And I said after the show, it's like, we never said one thing, not even one thing, against the Jewish people.
Look,
what we were talking about was the Holocaust, the USS Liberty, and on and on. That's not an affront
to the Jewish people.
That's like a
Trump card. That label and Holocaust denier, they're both little Trump cards that are used to silence people, stop them from asking questions, stifle discussion and debate, and keep people in this pen. So, and not thinking for themselves. And we refuse to be baited like that.
That's right. It's going to be a wild week. We're going to push things. So come back tomorrow. Tune in. We want to thank everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's been looking at our hit counter that's been recently installed, and we're getting about 250,000 hits a week. And we can't thank all of you out there enough for that.
We appreciate your attention, and we hope you'll keep tuning in.
This is the real thing here. Mm-hmm. Don't be put off by the company men that are spreading disinfo and spreading you or veering you off in the wrong directions. The truth is there. We have to focus in on it. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be on Bill Broombaugh's show. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.